You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to finish up today on the subject of It Only Takes One, Are You the One? Are you a righteous person? Do you want to be a righteous person? Do you love God where you're willing to obey Him and follow Him and put Him first in your life? If you are, the Bible, we've gone through the verses, He searches the hearts and minds of people to find even one that's righteous that He can use. I went through examples of both people out in the world that God used that were good and righteous people, like a 13-year-old black boy in World War II, Bobby Hill, like Oscar Schindler, a German Nazi Party member that ended up being righteous and God used him to save over 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust. Desmond Doss, a World War II medic that was a Sabbath keeper, a righteous man, refused to carry a gun, but he carried and dragged over 75 men on Hacksaw Ridge in Japan, saved their lives, God used them. We've gone through examples out of the Bible, righteous men that God has used over the time. Over and over, He's searching, He's looking for people. Noah, he was a preacher of righteousness. Abraham, a friend of God. It says, Abraham believed God in James 2:23. Joseph, Genesis 50, verse 19. Joseph tells his brothers, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. What if there was no Moses? Numbers chapter 12, starting in verse 6. Then he said to them, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream, not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, not in dark sayings. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? If you are faithful and you believe, God protects you. There are people Satan uses, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Attila the Hun, Idi Amin, Pol Pot, many, many more. Maybe Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, all kinds of people Satan uses, but God uses people too. He is searching today for someone that's willing to stand for righteousness that He can use. We have a famine of God's truth that we're going through today. Amos 8:11 says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east, and they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. That's what's going on today. Are you searching for the truth? Are you searching for God's ways? How do you know whether yet you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? If you want to know the truth, contact us. God can use you, and so can we. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.